1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Ah, Friday mornings, and another chance to hang with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor for your River City's Reader. He's the movie critic there. You can read his reviews online anytime you like at rcreader.com. You can also download podcasts of this and many other appearances that Mike's done here on the show, and all of his numerous appearances on WVIK.
No, that's why it's unfair.
It was a cheap shot. I was just to see if you get riled up.
Because I didn't listen to the start of Don Wooten last week, so it was possible.
Oh, that just
could have snuck one in under
the radar. Snuck one in.
I could have done it, but I was out of state. I have an alibi.
Mike,
I was gone.
I don't see a ring on our fingers. You can do what you want. You can see other people. That's fine.
No.
But we will never have another movie critic on this show.
I think you just did last week.
Well, I'm still
weeping.
Oh, that's right. We did have the monkey puppet fill in for
he
you last
is
week.
No, anytime you want that to happen. If you want this to become an every other week thing and he can swap with me,
bail out on us?
No, I just want to keep crying every Friday morning laughing so hard. That sweet monkey.
Listen, I'll say this about Spank the joke-telling monkey puppet. He's not the best movie critic in the Quad Cities.
He's not the worst.
He's not the shortest.
Ouch.
He's great. God bless.
God bless indeed.
So, what have you seen, Miguel? What movies have you seen since last time we talked?
Well, a couple of them Spank covered, so we won't even bother.
Right, right.
There's no point.
How bad is life as we know it?
It's just generically bad.
Yeah. Was it make you angry bad? Or just,
no.
Just
not
bad?
At all. Not at all.
But not 11 Monkey Paws.
Not 11 Monkey Paws. No. He was very generous.
Almost too funny.
In
his opinion.
The audience, they loved it. The ones who showed up, they had a good time.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. That's all right. We'll move on from that. I kind of liked the Wes Craven movie, to be honest. The monkey wasn't so fond of it. But
No one was, actually.
No, I was okay with it. I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was kind of clever, kind of scary. It was all right.
Yeah.
Anyway. I saw that one with Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, it's kind of a funny story. Yeah.
Kind of a funny movie.
Yeah.
Pretty great movie, I gotta say. Yeah, everything about that should have made it suck. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, tortured teenager, you know, my life is awful, I've got to take the SATs kind of stuff. So he goes into a mental hospital and hangs out for a couple days, but it's really kind of smart and funny and charming. I liked it.
Is it in theaters anymore?
Yeah, for one more week, probably.
Okay,
it's still there.
Okay.
Jackass 3D.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I almost puked. And that's the first time one of those movies has really actively got my they're always gross, but this one literally I was actually worried that I was going to vomit in
the
theater.
What?
Was there a particular stunt that did it?
Yep, just one. Not just one. There's a lot of gross stuff, but one.
What can you tell us without costing us our license about this movie that made you almost throw up?
It's Preston who's the really heavy set one, right? As I recall.
Okay,
so he's in a jockstrap. They wrap him completely in cellophane and put him on the treadmill. And it doesn't take, you know, he starts sweating pretty quickly.
Sure.
And so then they start draining the suit into a plastic cup.
Oh, no.
And hand it to Steve-O, who will drink anything.
Oh.
And... yeah, he vomits, cameraman vomits.
Cameraman vomits!
Yeah, that's always the sign when they really got a good one there. Yeah. So, and I was close. I actually turned my head from the screen.
Did anyone vomit?
Not that
in the theater?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. But yeah. But of course, I was laughing while I was retching.
Cringing. You were probably cringing.
Oh, it was just horrible, but in a great way.
Yeah.
I had a ball.
So you liked it?
They all work for me. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're great.
Well, it did well.
Jeez,
and I guess
didn't it, though. $50 million.
$50 million.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what it cost to make?
I thought it was like 20 or something like that.
Oh, did it cost 20?
I think so, if I'm reading that correctly.
Uh-huh.
I think.
But, well, the 3D technology can't be cheap, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they said they've got a whole other movie out of everything that they've shot.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah. It's great. Long may they reign. They are, I swear, I love the Jackass guys. Those movies just, they work for me.
What did you think of the Bruce Willis Red movie?
Oh, I didn't like it at all.
No?
Really?
No, it really drove me crazy. It was just incoherent. It made no sense at all. It was too, I'm just becoming old. It was just too damn loud. You know, it's just, stop breaking glass. Stop, you know, blowing things up. You know, just, it's Malkovich. Let him just talk and be weird.
Yeah.
It would be fine, you know? So, it has this really great cast, of
course. Were they too cutesy, or?
It was just, it's kind of like, you know,
we're old.
A lot of get out of my way, Grandpa. Uh-huh. And then Bruce Willis going, Grandpa. You know, it's like, okay, right, we get it. Old people can't do anything. So, yeah, I get the plot. Mary Louise Parker's pretty great in it. Helen Mirren's good. But, it's just kind of a waste. It's every generic action movie you've ever seen.
You know what Mary Louise...
For ARP members.
You know what Mary Louise Parker is?
Hmm.
She's the anti-Penelope Ann Miller.
She kind of is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the greatest.
Yeah.
Could not say enough good things about her.
Did you see that Conviction movie with Hilary Swank?
We haven't gotten that yet.
That's not here yet.
I did when I was in Ohio, though. I got to see that one maybe sort of with Ryan Reynolds in the coffin, buried.
Yeah, right.
Where it's just him in a coffin for 100 minutes.
And?
Yeah. It's a good... It's a good, clever, creepy, intense little thing. I don't think we'll ever get it here because it's really grim.
So the whole movie takes place with one guy in a coffin?
That's it. That's it.
Does he have flashbacks?
He's got a cell phone, so you hear voices occasionally on the other end. But aside from that, it's 100 minutes with Ryan Reynolds in a coffin. And it's visually amazing, actually. Yeah. It's really well lit, really well shot. I didn't think there would be that many...
How is something in a coffin buried underground well lit?
He's got a lighter, he's got a Zippo, and he's got his cell phone, which glows.
Yeah, glows.
I can't get a signal here in the studio.
No, I know. Well, and that's why the movie at the end is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
They make one token line saying, well, you're obviously not buried that far because you're getting a signal. Uh-huh. And it's like, he's still freaking buried in the underground.
Yeah. Right.
There's no signal there. Yeah. So, yeah, whoever his provider is. Outstanding.
They made the mistake of burying him right next to a tower.
Right.
Although they did,
didn't think all the way through. I guess that could have happened. Did they explain why? That would have been funny. That would have been funny.
When he got out, he looks up and there's a cell tower.
Yeah, right. That would have been cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Did they explain why they buried him?
Yeah, they're burying him for ransom. We've got an American
here. They mackled him.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He got mackled.
We're in Iraq and we want money.
He didn't have the Hong Kong flu, did he?
I don't know. They don't reference that. Okay. Could be, but
Barbara
at least it's
Ann
contained.
Look,
so
everyone
that.
Looked that up. That's Barbara. A real story. Barbara Ann Mackel was a debutante in Florida in the 70s.
Yeah.
She had the Hong Kong flu, and they kidnapped her and buried her alive.
With the Hong Kong flu.
Oh, man.
She
okay.
spent like 4 days in this casket with the Hong Kong flu.
I don't
flu.
Know that story. Did she get out?
Yep.
It's been turned into two TV movies, Mike.
Honest to goodness.
Her father was a... He built houses, right?
Yeah, he was some big land developer in Florida. So,
wow.
Yeah, they got some...
Two TV movies.
She was in a hotel room with her mother. They were going home for Christmas, right?
Yeah,
from college.
She went to school in Atlanta.
And her mom met her.
Right.
And they came in and grabbed her.
Her mom went to go get her because she had the Hong Kong flu.
She had the Hong Kong flu.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
It's a true story.
They buried her
alive. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah.
All right.
He gets mackled.
You get mackled.
Okay. What do we have opening up today?
Yeah,
I see
what do we
two
got?
Big movies. Yet another horror movie. Is that all that opens in October anymore?
It's all
movies?
That happens.
That's what they want, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
so you got
that's
the Paranormal it. Activity 2.
I'm pretty excited, I gotta say.
You loved the first one.
I loved the first one, yeah.
Okay, and
hell
now and this time there's a baby that moves around.
That's and a dog. Yeah, we
that
got babies
around.
And dogs. Uh-huh. W.C. Fields would be in hell.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
So you got babies sliding around in their cribs.
I can't wait.
This is a sequel to last year's wildly successful supernatural thriller. A family is terrorized by spooky hauntings in their home. Here's a little bit of Paranormal Activity 2.
This is your room, Hunter.
Hey, Jacko.
Who is that?
It's your Aunt Katie.
So weird. I totally thought we lost it.
Somebody broke in and trashed the house.
Christy thought it was a ghost.
I know you guys are freaked out, okay? And I'm going to take care of you guys.
What's your take on this whole ghost situation?
I think it's awesome. This is the freakiest thing that happened to me last night. This is the door closing by itself.
Yeah, there's no chance in hell I'm going to go see this one.
Yeah,
I'm freaked out by the audio. I don't do well at spooky movies, man.
Yeah, really.
It's not my
I had
thing.
No idea. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can't do them. I just can't.
Okay. All right.
No.
How about you, Darren? You a fan?
I don't see a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
But
this one I'm looking forward to. I can't wait.
It's too spooky. I don't like being spooked out, man.
All right.
And then we also have another movie opening up. Now, this is another Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah. Man, I swear, he's 80. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, he's 80.
He just don't stop.
No, he doesn't.
Wow.
Yeah. This is nuts. This movie is called...
Now, this time he's dealing with dead people on his front lawn.
He sees dead people.
Get off my lawn, dead people.
That would be a...
That I'd pay to see.
That
right.
would be a good movie.
That would be great.
Now you've got something. Clint Eastwood shooting at ghosts.
With an orangutan.
Among ghosts that are on his...
Did you do it?
This is a clip here from Hereafter. Matt Damon, say it with me.
Matt Damon! It's still funny.
Is the star of this Clint Eastwood movie in a story about three people whose lives intersect in a search for truth about the afterlife.
Okay.
Here's a clip.
Did you do it?
What?
The reading. Did you do the reading?
You still don't get it, do you?
You
think just because I can make money doing this, just because I can, that I should do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I also think you have a duty to do it because you have a gift.
It's not a gift, Billy. It's a curse.
I say that a lot myself.
As well you should, man.
So, yeah, he's some sort of...
Clint Eastwood had someone...
Some kind of medium or
Clint
something?
Clint Eastwood had someone buried alive in one of his movies.
Did he now?
Sure
he
did.
I remember that. I'm sure
Dirty Harry.
Yeah? Who gets buried alive in that?
In the original?
I've seen that in...
The girl gets buried alive.
All right, Dirty Harry was inspired by the Mackle case. The original.
It all
one.
Comes full circle.
Yes,
nicely
that's right.
done.
Just
Darren.
To say that he's been around so long that he even has
right.
a movie about someone buried alive.
A wow. Mackling.
That's right. Another Mackling.
That's yeah. right. If you'll have
the
it.
The Mackling continues.
So,
okay.
So those are the two movies opening
that's,
up.
That's it. Yeah. That's,
right on.
That's it. And then next week, you know, finally the end of the Saw series. Thank the gods.
Well, yeah. unless it makes
Are
enough
money. Are
you
sure it's supposed to be the last one?
That's what they threaten.
Well,
but
they'll just reboot it, Mike.
Of course they'll reboot it.
Just kidding.
Mike's appearance here on the Dave and Darren Show is brought to us by our friends at Rave Motion Pictures.
Bless their hearts.
In fact, we have got a 4-pack of movie tickets to give away to callers 8 and 9 right now. At 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Take three of your friends to see any of the movies
yep.
there
yeah.
at the Rave Motion Pictures.
Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and an IMAX theater coming by the end of the year.
And if you get there soon, you can meet Mike Schultz.
That's
yeah.
very true. Yeah, absolutely.
He'll do a reading.
I shall.